We are getting down to the nitty-gritty now, aren't we?
We sure are. Denver's done and center is next. We are kicking things into high gear. And I tell you, we were all watching the debate in Denver. And when Jim Lehrer ended by saying next up is the vice presidential debate at Center College in Danville, Kentucky, I think a chill ran down everyone's spine. We were just so excited about what's coming next.
What happens now in the final days leading up to the debate? What is left to be done?
Well, I tell you, this has been a great team effort. We have about 85% of the people who were here at Center in 2000 still here in 2012, particularly people in key leadership positions. Facilities management and ITS, for instance, are extremely important. So we have, you know, just put together the plan and day by day, week by week, month by month, have just been working through that. At this point, we're pretty much set. What's going to happen in the next few days leading up to debate day will be some road closings. We'll be setting up a media row on College Street and West Walnut Streets just outside the Norton Center. We'll have a little bit additional fencing going up for some of the security. Just today, we're putting decking on one of our playing fields, and that will accommodate the 60 to 70 satellite trucks that we anticipate. We also installed an additional chiller, a portable chiller for the media filing center, and we've ran 4 air socks in there just to make sure that that area becomes very cool and comfortable for the media in there. So it's just lots of last-minute things for the debate festival. We'll have the stage set up and the Jumbotron, which will be used for a big debate watching party. So at this moment, it's really just a lot of loose ends that are coming together.
Anything you care to talk about, like, wow, we didn't anticipate that?
Well, you know, I wasn't here in 2000, so I'm one of the newbies. I was actually at Wake Forest University in 2000, more as a spectator of their presidential debate. So I've kind of seen what things were like 12 years ago. And you know, we're living in a different world, a post-9/11 world. We have an incumbent here, so I think the security is different than it was 12 years ago. You look at photos from back then, and you'll see police caution tape. We actually have about 70 concrete barriers that each weigh 7,500 pounds. Lots of chain-link fence has been put up as well. So that's one thing that's different. But I think the big difference is that this is not just a national event. This is an international event. We have approximately 3,000 credentialed media personnel coming to Center College. These include media celebrities like Chris Matthews and Andrea Mitchell, who will be doing live broadcasts, to reporters, journalists, camera people, production crew, satellite truck drivers. So just lots of people. And 600 of that number are international media, and half of that number, about 300, are international broadcast and TV people. And all told, we'll have 40 countries represented. So this is not just a local event, it's just not a national event, but it's really an international event. And we've been talking about how the eyes of the world will be on Center College, and it's really true. So that's been kind of a wow factor for us.
Talk about the obvious situation with language needs.
Yeah, it's been interesting. China, for instance, will have a large footprint here. The Xinhua News Agency will be represented, CCTV, which is the big TV network, the People's Daily. But a lot of those folks are U.S.-based, or if they are not based here, they're very comfortable with English, probably speak better English than most of us do, I guess would be the joke. Al Jazeera will have a large footprint here as well, both the Arabic crew, but also Al Jazeera English. But I've had lots of contacts with the foreign media now. We've been emailing back and forth, talking about logistics, trying to find faculty and staff that they might be able to interview. And all of our communication has been in English up to this point. But we are working to identify students and faculty and staff who speak foreign languages. And I was just working with Univision yesterday and coordinating some of our Spanish faculty and some of our Spanish-speaking students. We have Chinese, Japanese, German, French represented, so all of the major languages. And actually just emailed with a student from the Netherlands who's here at Center College, because we have five Dutch news organizations that will be here. So I think we're going to be able to pull it all together. We also have a phenomenal crew of volunteers. We have over 500 people at Center College volunteering, about 150 people from the community, and about 50 to 100 media and PR professionals as well. And a number of those folks are fluent in other languages. So I think we're going to be prepared.
I guess the final question is, talk about the debate festival and that Center is putting on.
Yeah, you know, Center did two things back in 2000 that were really pioneering. We created what we call Speakers Park, a free speech area. Debates are an important part of the American political process, and freedom of expression is an important part of the American experience. So we put together a Speakers Park where people could come and talk about topics and policies and issues that are important to them. And that's something that was very successful and, in fact, is something that all the host sites do now. And then the debate festival was something that we put on as well. And the thinking was that because only a small number of people end up being in the debate hall itself, we still wanted this to be an opportunity for the community to celebrate democracy, to celebrate the American political process, and basically get together and enjoy this experience together. So this will take place on the college campus, not too far from the site of the media center and the debate hall. We had about 5,000, 6,000 people in 2000, and we anticipate that number again. We'll have performers throughout the day, choirs. We'll also have Lexington's Ben Soleil performing. At 8:30, we'll turn on the Jumbotron and tune it to C-SPAN for the pre-debate activities that take place. The Commission on Presidential Debates introduces themselves. President Rausch will speak. Martha Raddatz will say hello to folks. Mrs. Biden, Mrs. Ryan will be introduced. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll switch over to CNN. They have the pool feed for the center debate, and everyone will get to watch the debate together. When that's done at 10:30, the Marshall Tucker Band will perform for about an hour. So it's just going to be a wonderful opportunity, as I said, to celebrate the debate, to celebrate democracy, and to celebrate the American political experience. That's free and open to the public, and I would encourage your listeners to visit center.edu/debate for all relevant information.
And along with that relevant information are probably the do's and don'ts if you're going to go down to Danville for this event. But maybe just for our radio listeners, give us just a few do's and don'ts.
Well, as I said, it's free and open to the public. We encourage people to come and to celebrate democracy and the American political experience, but we also ask people to try to be nonpartisan and respect the different opinions that everyone has. If you bring your own chair, we ask that you take it out of a bag. This is actually a national security special event, so handguns cannot be brought onto the property. So there will be, bags will be checked and so forth. We'll have food available, provided by Melton's Deli from Danville and Papa John's. I think basically just folks use common sense, but please do visit that website to get a complete rundown of the do's and don'ts.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael. I know you're a busy guy. We really appreciate your time today, and the eyes of the world are on you. Best of luck in the spotlight.
Thank you, Alan, and we're very excited.